Time to bring in Mike Cossey, and we'll have our check on sports. Well, there you go, folks. I told you if I predicted the Patriots, this would happen. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I told you. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. The minute I predict the Patriots, they lose.
Eh, what are you going to do?
Anyway, so the Eagles, the city's still there as far as I know.
Well, they still got time to burn it down.
They really do. It's amazing.
God's taking care of things, though. They're supposed to have a parade Wednesday. It's supposed to rain all day, so rain puts out fires.
Over 1,000 yards of offense, no defense.
Worst football game I've ever seen in my life, no matter who wins. It was a televised flag football game. 1,200 yards in offense. It's disgusting. That's not football.
Amazing, yeah. It was. I only watched the first I had it on through the first half. And I just made it through the first half.
I was putting grades in the first half. I wasn't even watching it. I put the second half on, and it was a track meet. That's all it was. There was no defense played whatsoever.
Well,
I wonder how Steeler fans feel this morning.
Well, not only Steeler fans. I mean,
The Steelers lost the game to New England on a call that was very similar to the one that the Eagles were given a touchdown last night.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give in the first half. I'm going to give what's his name? Who's the color guy that does it? The former Cincinnati receiver,
Collinsworth.
Yeah, he's been razzing the officials for their inconsistency all year, and he did it again in the first half. He just said, you know, as a player, you just don't know what to expect from these guys.
Well, it's bad. It's a bad sport. Can't watch it anymore. I mean, the play with James on the Steelers was almost identical. Almost identical. One was not called a no catch, and one was called a catch, both deciding outcomes in games. There's your consistency for the NFL that there is none.
All right, so now that we've got the Super Bowl out of the way, where do you want to go?
Thank God. Some real sports. St. John's beat Duke on Saturday. That's got to be the biggest win for St. John's in 30 years. They beat Duke in the Garden 81-77. They had a lead about as much as 10 points with 5 or 6 minutes left, and Duke made their charge. They missed a shot at the end of the game. St. John's made a couple free throws, and St. John's beat Duke. Big one. And same day, Rutgers almost beat that. Duke was ranked number 4. Rutgers almost beat number 3 ranked Purdue. They lost to them by 2 points. So one near upset and one big upset with college basketball this weekend. And in hockey, I don't know. The Rangers come out of the box after the All-Star break. They get whitewashed by Toronto. They lose that game 4-0. Then they come back with another game Saturday night playing against Nashville, and they get beat that game 5-2. And the Civ takes both losses once again. Ranger fans are starting to jump ship like rats on a sinking ship. They see that they're not going anywhere this year. You're hearing talk of the Rangers being sellers for the playoffs now. A lot of bad mistakes here. A lot of bad mistakes made by the GM over the last couple years. An ineffective coach. And you have what you have with the Rangers, a team that's going absolutely no place.
All right. Let's see. Where else? I just completely was out of the loop with sports this weekend. Completely out of the loop. So I have no idea what happened. Do you have any good racing going on?
There were some races down the Gulfstream. Nothing really good. The one stake race that had a little bit of derby implications was a pretty decent race. It was run pretty well. There was two of them, actually, this weekend. One at Gulfstream. And one out at Santa Anita. The one at Gulfstream looked pretty good race. I think that was the Holy Bull. Just let me get that up for you 1 second here. No, I don't want that. Where is it? here we go. Audible won that race with Todd Pletcher, I believe. I'm trying to get results here, but the Daily Racing Form website's not working too good. It's running on its own. It's doing what it feels like. I'm trying to get the results. Maybe this one will work. There we go. Yeah, here we go. All right. Finally. No, that's not it either. What track is this now? Yeah, it's working real good, the racing form. One horse yesterday that scratched out, remember I was saying about this horse, Mississippi? Mm-hmm. He had a bad post, and he wasn't gonna be very effective in a Holy Bull. He ran back yesterday, was an odds-on favorite, and he got beat by Dale Romans, the two-horse Storm Runner. Storm Runner ran a real nice race, and Dale Romans very quietly has retooled his barn. He's very live this year with a bunch of three-year-old horses, so pay attention to his horses this year coming up. And yeah, I finally got to the Holy Bull. Audible won that race and paid $840. The pick we had, Free Drop Billy, who was Dale Roman's horse, ran second, and Dale Roman's horse also ran third in there with Tiz Mischief. So be leery of Dale Roman's this year with the three-year-olds. He seems pretty loaded this year, and unlike Todd Pletcher, Dale Romans will have probably just one horse in the Kentucky Derby, the one he thinks will win. So with the onslaught of three-year-old races coming up, pay attention when Dale Romans is in one of the races.
All right there, Mike. Well, I guess we'll just check and see what's going on in sports tomorrow. It's not too long till pitchers and catchers.
Thank goodness. What's today's date?
Today is February 5th.
Oh, beautiful. Pitchers and catchers probably in 10 days.
Yep. It's under 2 weeks now.
We'll see how bad the Mets can do early this year.
Okay.
Having conversations with guys this year about the Mets, and they're saying, oh, I think they're going to be competitive. They're going to be in the chance to make a playoff spot. I just look at them. I'm like, how? With what? What makes this team any better than last year's? And, oh, well, they got this guy and that guy. I'm like, all right. See you in the spring.
It's good to be a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's good to be
hope,
a fan.
Hope springs eternal, right?
That's right.
Too bad brains don't.
Everybody starts off with at that same record for that first day.
And then day two, it's over.
All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. That is Mike Kazi once again with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio. And once again, for you Eagle fans... Congratulations, all you Philadelphia Eagle fans.